You can email us this week, talk@beat102103.com. I feel I need to apologise in advance for this morning. Put down your muesli. Let's get to it. Hi guys, long time listener. I can't believe I'm writing this, but I figure you'll be nicer about this than my friends. I'm seeing this new girl and my friends are now calling her Skidmark. I've had her over a few nights and I made the mistake of telling one of the lads she left marks in the toilet. And they're non-stop texting me now. How's Skidmark? Did you get her a toilet brush or an Easter egg? Stop laughing. That's... Thing is, I do really like the girl. I know her years, but this has all given me the ick. I thought once was bad, but she's done it a few times. And between that and the slagging, I'm not sure I can keep seeing her anymore. What do you think? Would you keep seeing a girl your friends called Skidmark? Please don't read out my name. Thanks. Where do we start?
I'm actually in shock. Yeah. Because like me and Amy are looking at each other going, I would just never leave. Like,
well, I have to can I ask one question that's really important here?
Yeah.
And it's not made clear in the email, but do you, emailer, have a toilet brush? If you have a toilet brush and it's not being used, well, then it's an issue. But if you don't have a toilet brush...
How is she supposed to not be Skidmark? Can't help but be Skidmark.
You never know. I mean,
I never thought of that, yeah.
You know.
I mean, but, oh, God. Like,
you were in Egypt telling your friends, too, because now they're being quite juvenile about it.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I am mortified in the sense of, like, you know, for the girl. But also, it sounds a lot like... He liked her until his friends slagged him. So I'm not calling her Skidmark. I just can't do it.
No, don't do it.
Like, can we just say, if you like this girl, then are you really going to drop her because your friends, like, but then you also have to have the conversation.
What conversation do you have?
Do you know what you do, right? You go off to, like, you know, one of those shops. It doesn't have to be expensive. And get a nice new toilet brush.
Okay.
And maybe... Even a few like bits for the bathroom and say, did you like my new stuff in the bathroom?
Feel free to go on, have a go. It's great.
Try it. Or, I don't know, ask her how does she clean her toilet because you want some tips.
I don't know. I do feel sorry for this girl. I mean, it happens to us all on occasion, but most of us would try and clean afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
Particularly it's bad enough if she was the first couple of times over and she had to even go and do a number two. You'd hate that, like,
No, we literally, like, don't want men to know we fart.
I know.
You know? Like, we often delay the number two so long.
As long as you can.
So, I am wondering, like you said, if there is no toilet brush. And or if she is like assuming that someone else made the mark and not her or something. I don't know. Like, I have to say, every time I see there are people in this building that leave marks. We know that, Niall. And every time I see them, I assume it's a man.
Do you?
I do, I have to say.
That's quite
maybe
sexist.
That is actually really sexist. Yeah. Maybe the women are leaving them and not using the toilet brush.
Possibly.
So, and maybe maybe this girl just grows up in a house or lives in a house where people just don't bother.
Yeah. Okay, well, the idea of not seeing her anymore, does that seem crazy to you?
Yeah, I think there's a way to work this out. Elaine has suggested that there is another way around this, and I find this... I
do understand why people are not huge fans of like the toilet brush itself, just sitting there, you know, where when you know where it's been, like just sitting in the corner.
You have to man up.
What's the alternative?
So, according to Elaine... You can do this thing with tissue. You can clean it with tissue. And I'm struggling with this, Lane. Like, is she supposed to dip her hand into the toilet that she just...
If the issue is above the waterline, that's okay. But if the issue is below the waterline, Elaine, that means your hand has to go into the water. And I don't think any of us want
that. And is she supposed to just slip out of the bathroom and say, sorry, two secs there, hon. I'm just getting rubber gloves. Do you have any rubber gloves?
I don't know.
I don't know. She thinks toilet brushes are as bad as mops.
Wow.
What do you clean your toilet with, Elaine? Just out of curiosity. Do you use a toilet brush?
Alan says, hey, look, if she's generally hygienic and this is the only issue, I'd truck on, he says. And Larry says, I'm not sure what to say about this girl, but his friends are so on crack. Skidmark.
Just lads never grow up.
I know. Let's take one quick one. Gary was on to us this morning.
Lads, remember what Confucius said. Let him without skid cast the first stone.
Thank you, Gary.